Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Our speaker today is Thurman Scrivener. We join today's message,
Is Anything Too Hard for the Lord?
Already in progress.
How many of you won't bless children? I won't bless children, so guess what? That means the buck stops right here. I have got to read the Word of God to my children. I've got to be a living example of Jesus to my children. I can't just take my children to church on Sunday and my wife. I have to become a living example of Jesus Christ to everybody I come in contact with, because if I profess to be a Christian, what does people expect Christians to be? Thieves, liars, cheats? Is that the way Christians are supposed to be? No. We're not supposed to be liars. We're not supposed to be angry. We're not supposed to be in rage. We're supposed to be walking in love. Is that what God commanded us to do under the new covenant? Amen. That's the only covenant you got, walk in love. So here's what I've learned. If you're a Christian and you're sick or your children are sick, you have stepped out of your love walk. Something we've really, Cheryl and I, has really learned in the last 10 years together, that anytime we see a woman with breast cancer, she stepped out of love with another woman. She got into unforgiveness toward a woman. Now just think, every year they have the Pink Day, you know, when everybody does everything they can to figure out how all the millions of dollars we're going to spend to help breast cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the absolute complete answer for breast cancer. I have the answer. I don't think we've had but one or two failures in the last 10 years of women that come to us with breast cancer that every one of them had an unforgiveness towards somebody. Either a mother or anyway, if it's a family member, the breast will, cancer will always be in their left breast. If it's just an acquaintance, it'll always be in their right breast. Now, isn't that amazing? But it's unforgiveness. So a woman don't need to, a Christian woman, just like Jeff said, it's who you put your faith in. You know, it's not the issue of the faith, it's who. But if you got your faith in Jesus Christ and you're in the Word, you'll learn these principles and you'll learn what you can do and what you're not supposed to do. And if you come down sick with anything, the first thing you'll learn to do is not go to the doctor and see what the doctor says. The first thing you'll do when any kind of sickness comes upon you or one of your children, you'll say, Lord, what did I do that caused this? What am I doing? Now, let me tell you, this is not a very popular teaching. The church don't believe this. I mean, Dave, when I met Dave, you saw him up here a while ago for an hour teaching you the principles of the kingdom. When I met that young man and he had this incurable disease for 40 years, he had been sick all of his life. He had been to the finest doctors, hadn't you, Dave? He had been to the finest doctors. They couldn't help him. So I told Dave, I said, son, I didn't know him. He was 40 years old and I was, you know, well, that's 65 at the time. So I told him, son, if you'll do what I tell you to do from God's Word, I guarantee God will heal you. Now, see, I had faith in the doctor, the one and only doctor, because I knew all these scriptures. And I'd locked them in my heart because I'd been studying for years and I'd hidden God's Word in my heart. But Dave, of course, even though he was a great Christian, went to a good church, he went to some good, you know, Pentecostal type churches that believed in healing, but he never heard the principle of sin and sickness being directly related. He had never heard that. So I told him, I said, is anybody else in your family got this? He said, yes, my mother had it and my grandmother had it. I said, well, it's a generational curse. We need to break the curse and start standing on God's promises. And if you'll stand on His Word, I guarantee you'll get well. Well, he did. He got well. Well, anyway, when you read this scripture about I'll bless your children, I had a couple a few years ago contacted me because they'd heard the story of my granddaughter, Caitlin. Now, if you have not heard the story of my granddaughter, Caitlin, you need to make sure you get a copy of the CD that over here that's called Caitlin's Miracle 2. Caitlin's Miracle 2. Over here on the CD side, we do not have that on DVD, but because I made that in a church in Kansas City and they only had recording equipment with no camera, so we did it on just audio. So we made a CD of it. Caitlin's Miracle 2. Now then, my granddaughter, just to give you an example, whenever the wreck happened in 13 years ago, when the wreck happened 13 years ago, it severed her brain stem from her brain. It jerked her eyes out of her brain. It crushed her skull in five places. It tore her little head all to pieces and she was all cut up and lacerated. Every organ in her body was damaged. Her right knee was crushed. Her left leg was broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. And every doctor at Cook's Medical Center that checked her, three of them, three of the finest doctors down there, Dr. Marks, Dr. Black, and I can't think of the other one's name, but there was three of them that checked her, and all three of them said, "We're sorry, sir, she's lethal." I said, "Well, I don't know what lethal means. What does that mean?" He said, "She's terminal. When we unplug the equipment, she's going to die." Now, I am a man that's been in God's Word and in it every day, hours a day, reading and studying God's Word. And I just happened to know some of the promises of the new covenant, and I knew that all of them are yes and amen. So if I have a covenant, a promise, like John 15:7, I want you to see, if I have this covenant, and I'm a new covenant Christian, and I have this promise hidden in my heart, I want you to see what this says. What is the first word?
If.
Did we see that just a while ago somewhere else?
Yes.
If. Even under the old covenant, he said, if you, right? Okay, so we hadn't changed when we come to the new covenant. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now, as a new covenant Christian, which is what all of us are supposed to be, according to that verse, if you're in the Word and you got the Word hidden in your heart, what can you ask the Master for under this new covenant?
Amen.
Wow. For anything. Ladies and gentlemen, is that what that said? So then what's wrong with the church? Why do every time we get a little runny nose, why are we going? And I watched on the news yesterday, how many people have died in the Metroplex after they got the flu shot? A lot of them. A lot of them have died after. In fact, there was one little girl. I don't know how old she was, 4, 5, 6 years old, I guess. I don't know. Nothing wrong with her, perfectly healthy. Mother took her in, had a flu shot, and 3 days later, she died. That was on the news the other day. 3 days later, after getting a flu shot, she's dead. I'm telling you, there ain't enough men in the world to tie me down to let no doctor put a needle in me nowhere. If I can't trust Jesus as a born-again, Spirit-filled, new covenant Christian, if I can't trust the Master for my healing, then forget the world. That's where I am. You may not be there. If you're not there, then go to the doctor. But you're going to take your chances with the doctors. Do you know that I believe it was 2,160 people a week die in hospitals from wrong medication. 2,160 a week. All because they give them wrong medication. You think I would go down there and let them put an injection in me?
No.
If I know, in other words, let's say that you could fly an airplane that had just 400 people. Say five supernatural jumbo jets every week with 400 people on them crashed. Just for a week. I guess you'd be lining up to go somewhere on one, wouldn't you? I'm telling you, four of them bees crashed in 1 week, you can bet I wouldn't fly nothing. I wouldn't get in no big jet. Would you? So if I know 2,160 people got killed last week on an average because of injections that are incorrect. I had a man right here in my own church. That's what happened to him. His wife got healed, but he couldn't get healed. And he had problems, and he sat and listened to me teach every Sunday. He come to church every Sunday. But before he met me, he wouldn't go to church until his wife got healed. When his wife got healed, that changed him. And he started coming to my church. But he never was able to develop the faith he needed to get healed. He never had this kind of faith in the healer. And so he needed his knees operated on. So he told me one day, "Thurman, I'm going to go to the hospital next week. I'm going to have my knees replaced." He said, "But it's just a minor deal." I said, "No, you don't need your knees replaced. All you need to do is believe in God. God will fix them." I said, "God has brand new ones. I've seen God give people new lungs, new hearts. I've seen Him give all kinds of things, brand new." You know, so, I mean, if God can do it for one, who will He do it for? He'll do it for everybody. But anyway, he says, "I just don't have the faith, Thurman. I don't have the faith, so I'm just going to, it's a minor deal. I'm just going to go down there and let them put new knees in me." I said, okay. So he went down there and they operated on him. And the first day, they give him some kind of injection, made him really sick. And he told his wife, said, "Tell them they cannot give me that medication no more. It made me terribly sick and it hurt. I don't want that." So she told him. They said, "Oh, he'll be okay. Don't worry. We know what we're doing." The second morning, she called me about 8 o'clock in the morning and says, "Thurman, I have a question. They just called me and said my husband is not responding. What does that mean?" "Ma'am," I said, "I hate to tell you this, but if he's not responding, that means he passed away." She said, "Surely not. He only had a knee operation. I said, well, go to the hospital and see. She called me back in a couple hours. She said, Thurman, you were right. They gave him another injection this morning, the same stuff they gave him the day before, and said in 30 minutes, he was not responding. He's dead. And he died. What was it? A wrong injection. They gave the man the wrong stuff. You think with the king of the universe that makes me promises like that, that I'm going to go to a doctor? No. But you may not be where I am in faith. You may not be where Dave and Jeff are in faith. But you don't. My dad told me something long ago. He said, son, it's not a disgrace to be dumb. It's a disgrace to stay that way. Amen. You know, it's a disgrace to stay dumb. He said, you don't have to stay dumb. He said, somebody may come to you and talk to you about a certain piece of equipment. You may not know nothing about it. But he said, there's books and there's things and there's people that can tell you all about that. So he said, don't just stay dumb. Learn about that stuff. And let me tell you, I took him to heart. And I've learned about a lot of things in my life. I can fix or do anything I want to do. And you know, another thing, my mother, you know, there was a scripture. She always constantly, Philippians 4:13. She beat this scripture into me day after day. Remember, son, what Philippians 4:13 says. Look at this. Philippians 4:13. Look what this says. What does that say?
I can do all things.
Who's that? Is that you? I can do a few things. I can't see. Oh, I could never teach a Sunday school class. I can't read my Bible. I can't comprehend. I don't see very well. I don't run very good. I can't walk very good. I can't. What do you think we can't for? What are we saying? That's right. We don't believe we can. We don't know who we are as sons and daughters of God. When you get a hold of the fact of who you are with Christ in you, the hope of glory, where is He? In me. Miss Jackie, you know He's in there, don't you, girl?
Yes, sir.
And you know with Him in you, and you and Him, y'all are a majority in any crowd, right? You may be the only one there, but He's there too. And with that, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on DVD or CD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.